We bring you back into the girls' coverage where the Buffaloes victors by 10 today. We welcome in second-year head coach Jacob Miller. Coach, you talked about it earlier today. You're just looking for a win today. How about that third quarter? Outscored Mount St. Mary 15-0. What did you like from your team at a half?
Our effort, determination, coming out. We know our third quarter we struggle a little bit, but I wanted our intensity and our effort to take over on the defensive side.
You played really well in the odd quarters today. You got off to a 16-5 start after one. How did you like the way the team came out of the gate?
Yeah, they're ready to go. They were engaged. We understand that this was a business trip. You know, we can celebrate when we go home, but at the same time, we our mindsets were right for this game.
Camden Carr, Maria Martinez, who were your leading scorers in the second half against Goodland, combined for 19 today. What did you see from those two?
What we expected from the first five. You know, like I told him, I said, this isn't going to be a top two player game. This is going to be who's got the best third, fourth, five, and six, and I thought that we had that.
Did you feel that third quarter was as good as it looked on the stat sheet?
I didn't know. I didn't realize until middle of the fourth that they didn't score. I just was so engaged and locked in. Intensity and effort was great.
What was the reaction in the locker room to breaking this five-game streak?
We got a little. The water bath was good. So it's good for the girls to get over the hump. It was a long 5.5-6 weeks without a win. Now we got to gear up and get ready for Dodge.
You have a great opportunity to keep building in 6A. We kind of talked about it earlier this week. There's a good opportunity for your team to host if you pull some wins together now. What do you need to do better against Dodge City to pull out the win there?
You know, we just got to stay consistent. You know, we needed this game, but I think for us in Dodge, we got to do what we're supposed to do, and we'll be okay.
Thank you, Coach.
I appreciate you.